WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. And stop by and get yourself something delicious over there today or at some point this weekend. I would recommend maybe getting the mac and cheese dog or the baked bean dog. Or my favorite is the Coney sauce. I think that's probably what I'll get if I go over there today. And of course, with it being Fun Friday, we have our Fun Friday question of the day. And because it is a day where we are recognizing the passing of Hulk Hogan, today's Fun Friday question is, who was the greatest pro wrestler of all time? And you can sound off on the WBSM Facebook page. You can call in at 508-996-0500. You can send an app chat message or an open line voicemail on the WBSM app. We try to make it happen as many different ways as we can so you can get involved in the discussion. Well, we got some answers rolling in on the Facebook page. Let's see. Who is the greatest wrestler of all time is the question. Bill says Stone Cold, Steve Austin. Jeff says Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Andrew says Chief J. Strongbow. Debbie says Rowdy Roddy Piper. John says the Bushwhackers. Mark says Big Papa Pump Scott Steiner. Jared says Iron Mike Sharp, one of the all-time greatest jobbers. He had the wrist guards that had the look like, you know, the fake steel blades on them. And Thomas says Mr. T, who actually, you know, he did wrestle at the first WrestleMania. He was Hulk Hogan's tag team partner against Rowdy Roddy Piper and Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff with Ace Cowboy Bob Orton in their corner. And of course, he also boxed Roddy Piper at WrestleMania 2. So if you want to answer that, all those different ways to do that. The discussion this morning has also been around this story regarding the New Bedford police officer who is a legal permanent resident as opposed to a U.S. citizen. And the question about if that was even something that was permitted by the department's own rules. Own hiring practices. We can get into that, too. I'm going to read you the statement, if you haven't heard it yet, that was sent to Barry last night. But a quick story that I want to point out to your attention. If you go to WBSM.com and the WBSM app, Fun 107's Michael Rock has a story. Apparently, Amaral's Market has closed. Amaral's Market, which, you know, for decades has been a family staple, a neighborhood staple for sure. But anybody that has ever gone down Belleville Avenue, you've seen the Amaral sign with advertising all the great things that they had there. You've probably heard the commercials on the radio. Amaral's has it all. Amaral's Market. It's not in my key, so it's not in my vocal range. So a heartbreaking, Anthony says Goldberg is the greatest wrestler of all time too, by the way. But it's a heartbreaking story if that's gone. So Michael tried to do a little investigation. You can read that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But you hear me always talk about the butcher shop as being an old school neighborhood market. Well, so is Amaral's. And sad to see it go. Stopped in there quite a few times. And I had some really, really great corn on the cob one time that I got there. And you could always find things that you might not find other places at Amaral's. But it was the sign that drew me in the first time with a sale they had on mussels. And they were amazing mussels, too. So anyway, again, you can read about that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. So you've heard the discussion for the last couple of days regarding Officer Ta, which is, so Brian Thomas went to Market Basket last night, and he said Officer Ta was working the detail at Market Basket, so he went up to him and introduced himself and found out that, first of all, it is pronounced Ta, even though it's T-O-J, it's Ta, and that he invited him to come on the program. I don't know that he's going to. I also reached out to the New Bedford Police Department, to Lieutenant Scott Carolla, and invited he and Officer Ta to come on my show, too. Haven't heard back yet. But in regards to these questions about hiring someone who has legal permanent status, because here's what happened, is the New Bedford Light did a feature on Officer Todd because he's the first Quiche-speaking Mayan police officer on the department. And so this is an important aspect of the, certainly the near North End community. That's where the Mayan community is in New Bedford, and that is where they speak the Quiche language, and so having somebody who can relate to them is important for the police, especially when we know that there's gang activity that happens in that area. So they hired him. He has legal permanent status. He came here when he was 5 years old illegally with his mother. They were undocumented, and then his mother normalized their status, is what the New Bedford Light reported. Well, basically what that means is he is now basically a normal. So being a legal permanent resident is like having a green card. And in Massachusetts, that entitles him to be able to get a license to carry. And for a lot of police departments, that means he could serve. That means he could serve in the U.S. Armed Forces. So I will read this statement in its entirety. We do have a caller on hold. Let me see if that caller wants to say something before I read this, because it is a little bit lengthy. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
So are you sure about that person being able to legally carry a firearm in Massachusetts?
According to what I looked up yesterday from Massachusetts firearm laws, yes.
So legal permanent residence qualifies to have a concealed carry permit?
They can get an LTC, according to what I saw online.
Really? I did not think that was possible.
I'll see if I can find... I'm pretty sure it was the mass.gov page, but I'll see if I can find the link and I'll read exactly what it says.
All right, thank you.
No problem. I will do that coming up, but right now for this statement, let me give you this in its entirety. Again, it's a little bit lengthy, but I feel it's important to give it to you in its entirety here. And this comes from Holly Huntoon, NBPD spokesperson. The New Bedford Police Department recently received inquiries regarding the qualifications of applicants seeking to serve as police officers in the city. It is the longstanding policy of the NBPD that its officers must be U.S. citizens or permanent legal residents. NBPD regrets inaccurate information that has appeared on a frequently asked questions page on its website, which indicated incorrectly that only U.S. citizens are eligible for employment as New Bedford police officers. The webpage in question has since been corrected. Police departments throughout Massachusetts vary in eligibility requirements, with some departments following the same policy as the NBPD and others limiting eligibility to individuals with U.S. citizenship status. For its part, the U.S. Armed Forces allows both U.S. citizens and legal permanent residents to serve our country. The NBPD is in place because it addresses a compelling public safety need specific to New Bedford. In a city of diverse populations and neighborhoods, strong community engagement is the foundation of all public safety work. The department's ability to build a strong partnership with the people it serves is its greatest resource when solving crimes, deterring criminal activity, de-escalating situations, and establishing an atmosphere of safety and security in our neighborhoods. That is why the department works very hard to remove language and cultural barriers that may impede the trust and respect on which positive community interactions depend. Having police officers with the language skills and cultural experiences of those they protect is crucially important when hiring its officers, whether holding U.S. citizenship or legal permanent resident status. The department takes advantage of every opportunity to recruit individuals with the language, skills, and cultural experiences that are critical to the department's success. One such officer, Edwin Yat Ta, was recently profiled by a local media organization for his bridge building with the city's Mayan community as a native Quiche speaker. At present, Officer Ta is the only Quiche speaker serving in the department. He is a legal permanent resident of the United States who is lawfully authorized to work in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and is fully certified to serve as a police officer. His appointment to the NBPD is in full compliance with local, state, and federal law. Officer Ta is a dedicated and valued member of the New Bedford Police Department, and we are proud to have him serving our city. Again, that comes from Holly Huntoon, NBPD spokesperson. So the key part here is that the webpage incorrectly said that only U.S. citizens are eligible for employment, and that it has since been corrected. As I was saying earlier, I was looking to see when that frequently asked questions section was first put on the page, and it didn't appear until between February and April of this year. So previously there was no FAQ section on the page that mentioned, and there was nothing that mentioned anything about citizenship status. So then they put that up early this year, and now they have amended it based on these questions that have come up. So, and I was listening yesterday, as I mentioned earlier, and I think, you know, first of all, we have enough trouble getting police officers in New Bedford as it is, right? We have police officers that are retiring, that are leaving for other communities. We are trying to get it back up to a full complement of officers. And while they've been making strides in that regard, there's still a need for more. And now we're going to try to run off someone? Because some of the rhetoric that I've heard, there's no basis for any of it. The idea that for some reason, because this man who came here when he was 5 years old, and for all intents and purposes, has been an American since he was 5 years old, while not necessarily having the piece of paper that says that it's formal that happened, or taking the formal ceremony, going through the formal ceremony to make that happen, believes in the laws of this country so much so that he wants to enforce them and help his community. And we're going to put out baseless, unwarranted suspicion that he has some sort of ulterior motive for that? I mean, I guess I could say the same thing about any other officer that's on the New Bedford Police Department, especially a department whose motivations have been called into question by the Spotlight team with that entire Snitch City investigation. So I don't understand why people can make the jump to that conclusion that there must be something nefarious in this, and that they somehow snuck Officer Ta onto the department, when you can go back to the New Bedford Police Department Facebook page and see that they announced him as one of the graduating recruits. They announced him as one of the folks that was getting sworn in. Nothing was hidden about this. They didn't see a need to go and put out a press release about first Keche speaking officer, but New Bedford Light thought it was interesting enough to make a story, to write a story about it. And if they had never written that story, you never would have known this, and you would have just said, hey, look, there's another great New Bedford police officer. We get some calls here, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Great. I agree with you, and I had called a couple of shows in yesterday regarding that fact, because I served with quite a few folks who were not citizens while I was in the Navy, and they too wanted to serve their country. And I thought perhaps, and I mentioned to Chris, that perhaps the city of New Bedford had adopted that same policy that the United States military did.
And they referenced that in the statement.
Yeah, so, and I was, it's kind of interesting that I was going down the right path with that assumption. Because I didn't see, and I still don't see, any problem with someone serving the city of New Bedford or the country if they're interested in protecting their country or city and serving in that manner. And as far as the LTC, you are correct. That is definitely in there, because even to become a police officer to carry, you still have to make that requirement for a license to carry. So yeah, I'm quite sure when you find that link again, you'll see that.
Yep, I'm looking at it right now on mass.gov. It says resident non-citizens, and then in parentheses, green card holders can apply for an LTC or FID card through their local police departments.
Very good. Excellent. But I'm glad we're in agreement there, and I applaud that young man for doing what he did and coming up, and hopefully that'll open up more doors for more people coming in, because we really need the help. So if you qualify and you have a clean record and you came in, especially you came in a country like that, and then they fixed the status, they're no longer illegal. So let's go for it. So great.
All right.
Have a good one.
Thank you. And let's take some more calls here before I got to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
So I think that what we're doing with this gentleman or anybody that's out there that might be in the same situation is we're dehumanizing them. We need to humanize them, not dehumanize them, you know. And it's important to have diversity because it can de-escalate a situation really fast if we have an officer. Because this is such a multicultural city. But in any town, it's just great to have that, you know, because it can de-escalate a situation with the language barrier. And I hope he takes up Barry's or Brian's offer to come on the show or even you, any of them. So we can put more of a, you know, instead of dehumanizing him, we can, you know, see what he is. That's how I feel about it.
I wonder, you know, if there had been, you know, God forbid, a horrible situation in New Bedford that went on that, you know, he was the officer that responded to and was being recognized for a heroic act that he did in that, and that's how this came out, you know, if he had done some big heroic thing, and then they said, and by the way, he's also the first Quiche speaking officer because he is a, you know, legal permanent resident. I wonder if that would have changed the lens through which people are seeing this addition.
Oh, Tim, you know, that's just a beautiful, that is such a great way of looking at it. Good for you. I hope everybody's listening to that and keeps that out of all of this. I hope they keep that, what you just said, because yes, had he been being recognized in the paper for something very heroic or even just anything, it would probably be a whole different tune. So, I hope people keep that in mind. And from my era, I would say, definitely Hulk. He's the best wrestler to me ever. And Chief J. Strongbow, because that was the first match I ever went to. My father brought me and the boys, my brothers, there. And Chief J. Strongbow and Andre the Giant. And the little people were running all around him. It was the best in the Boston Gardens. It was the best time of my life. And but Hulk is really something. And have you seen if The Rock, has he made any statements? I've been like literally leaving here 10:30 in the morning and not getting home till 10:30 at night. And I haven't seen anything.
With The Rock?
Yeah.
He was he was last involved right before WrestleMania. So he hasn't been anything been there since.
Oh, I thought The Rock was doing this whole thing.
He's still like in the background of everything that's going on, but he hasn't made an appearance since. So,
listen, you, my beloved, you're getting in the ring.
Yeah. Well, I'm just a ring announcer. I'm not wrestling, but I will get physical if need be. I'm not getting pushed around like I used to.
I got to go to that. And it's a charity event.
August 16th.
So yesterday I went by, I did put Freon in my car. It's my air conditioning is, somewhat working. I got to put more in today. So for Mary, I went by the place, the girl wasn't working. She should be there today, they said. So I'm going to go by there, get the information. And I will email it to you.
No.
And I wanted to ask you the laundromat thing. Did you say that Sunday? I'm sorry. I forgot.
Sunday. Yep. Sunday at, both the New Bedford and Dartmouth, Dash laundromats, free laundry day.
And what is the charity event?
They're collecting socks and underwear for Walt's Mobile Closet.
Walt's Mobile Closet. I never heard of that.
We had them on the South Coast Health Community Spotlight. They're a great organization. They help provide clothes to people that need them, and they especially specialize in sizes that, you know, you can't get from a lot of other shelters. So,
right. So I should. Okay, I'm going to look for the unusual sizes then.
All right.
And bring stuff in. Okay, Tim. Well, you have a skitty room over the weekend.
You as well. Take care.
Okay. Bye bye.
And let me squeeze in one more quick one here. Then we got to take a break and go to the news because I've got, I'm sure Eric's waiting for my call over at the butcher shop. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, good morning. I love Hulk Hogan. And I used to take the kids to see the wrestling over in New Bedford. And we went to Providence one time too, but he wasn't there at that time. But I used to buy those t-shirts there and they had the little figures, the big ones. They were like the rubber.
Yeah, the
Hulk Hogan dolls.
The original LJN figures, yeah.
Yeah, I had a bunch of those, all different ones. And And also, I went to Chicago at one time to visit my friends, and I was sitting in the regular part of the plane. And when I got off, they said, oh, Andre the Giant was in first class. He got off first. He was on the same flight going to Chicago.
Wow.
I didn't get to see him. They saw him coming off. And what else? I think it's a shame what they're doing with people from the ones that they took out of Market Basket.
Yeah, was it 47 people, yeah.
Yeah, they want to work. And the people around here don't want to work. Some are still collecting from COVID. And I think it's ridiculous what they're doing. And that poor officer. How long was the officer in? Has he been in New Bedford?
I think he was sworn in January. He's still he's technically still a trainee officer. So he's got a couple more weeks until he's off on his own.
And where is he from?
So, I believe, is it Guatemala originally? I don't have the story
they're
in front of me.
They're hard workers, I'll tell you. They're hard workers. But anyway, I know you're in a big rush. So, where are you going to be in the ring?
It's going to be at the King Philip Yacht Club on August 16th. That's in Fall River, right on the water. It's a beautiful spot. They do it outside. So we'll be outside with the ring. And it's all a fundraiser to help this young man with his quest for a new kidney. So.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. I'll try to get there. All right. Okay. Well, you have a good day.
You as well.
See you later. Bye. Right,
let me take this break. Then we'll have the news. And then we'll check in with Eric and then more with you.
The U.S. fertility rate is at an all-time low. Research shows the benefits of a four-day work week and Chuck E. Cheese arrested in Florida.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Tensions between President Trump and Fed Chair Jerome Powell are rising again over Powell's refusal to lower interest rates. Yesterday, Trump toured the Federal Reserve Building in D.C. with Powell to take a closer look at the controversial $2.5 billion in renovations Powell signed off on. The two had an awkward exchange in front of reporters over a discrepancy in the amount of the new cost estimate. The Department of Justice suing New York City and Mayor Eric Adams over the city's migrant sanctuary policies. The lawsuit comes just days after an off-duty Border Patrol agent was shot in an Upper Manhattan park, allegedly by a suspect who was in the country illegally. He had arrest records in New York and Massachusetts. The suit claims New York's sanctuary law violates the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, in which federal laws override state laws when there is a conflict. People don't necessarily need to rack up 10,000 steps a day to have a positive impact on health.
In fact, that number came from a 1960s marketing campaign in Japan. A new study out Wednesday in The Lancet found walking 7,000 steps can get the job done, leading to an almost 50% reduced risk of premature death from any cause, along with lower rates of heart disease, cancer, and dementia. I'm Michael Kastner.
An international study finds that a four-day work week is linked to better mental health. The report published in Nature Human Behavior shows less burnout and better job satisfaction among workers when abbreviated work weeks are in play. Researchers conducted a six-month study involving nearly 3,000 employees at more than 140 businesses in the U.S., Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and the U.K. The study also showed workers were more effective on the job when given a four-day work week and reported better sleep and less fatigue. The CDC says U.S. fertility rates have dropped to a historic low.
The fertility rate has fallen below 1.6 children per woman. Experts note that for America to replace its population, a fertility rate of 2.1 children is required. The number of babies born in the U.S. has been declining for nearly two decades as more women delay motherhood or opt not to have children. The Trump administration has been considering providing better access to in vitro fertilization and offering financial incentives, so-called baby bonuses, to encourage childbearing. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Pictures and video of Chuck E. Cheese being arrested in Florida are going viral on social media. Pictures show the pizza chain mascot in handcuffs while being led out by police as children in the background look on. Police are then seen in a video removing the head of the mascot outfit as the man stands next to the police car. Tallahassee police saying the man inside the costume was arrested on 3 felonies. Court records show he was charged with credit card theft, fraud, and that he has been released on bond. Marvel's First Family is looking to get off to a fantastic start at the box office this weekend. The Fantastic Four, First Steps, expected to earn about $100 million at the box office. That would be a bigger start than Marvel's last 2 films, Captain America, Brave New World, and Thunderbolts. Fantastic Four in theaters today. New Yorkers reacting to the death of WWE wrestling legend Hulk Hogan. Hogan won his first title at Madison Square Garden in 1985, and he was also set to open a new bar near that venue this fall.
When I was younger, I certainly watched WWF, and he was that guy.
He made the wrestling world. Like, in the 90s, he was one of the biggest figures. Like, he represented that with The Rock and, like, The Undertaker.
Others never got over scandals, including steroid use and adult tape that was leaked. The 12-time wrestling world champion and WWE Hall of Famer died at his home in Clearwater, Florida, after suffering cardiac arrest yesterday. Hulk Hogan was 71.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox and Dodgers getting ready for a weekend of games. First pitch tonight, 7:10. Tomorrow, 7:15. Sunday, 1:35.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
A warm, muggy day today. Sunshine, temps in the upper 80s to low 90s. Heat index, making it feel like up to 100. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, 69. Mostly sunny tomorrow, less humid, dry, 85. Showers for Sunday, 82. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, it's going to be a hot and sweaty day out there. It's definitely a day that you don't want to be cooking inside. You're going to want to throw something good on the grill. And right now, let's check in with Eric over at the butcher shop. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Tim? How you doing, bro?
Doing all right. First of all, in honor of the passing of Hulk Hogan, do you have any python that we can grill up today?
No python, my man. What a shame. He was a legend, brother.
Absolutely. So, but also, so is the butcher shop. It's a local legend here. What do you got going on over there today?
Dude, today's a nice day for grilling. I bet grilling beer, right? Nice by the pool, beach, or something like that. Nice day. I got nice shish kebab meat. I got Terrace Major. I got the pork chops are the best of celebrities. I even got fresh rabbit today. A nice fresh rabbit. If you want to throw it on the grill, you can always do that. Pork chops. I got nice stuffed shrimp. I got everything you need, man. I got ribeyes, sirloins, I got porterhouses, nice fillets, chicken legs. I got everything, brother. Wings, whatever you want.
And it's also going to be a nice day tomorrow. It'll be a great day for grilling without it even being too hot to be outside. So whether you're going to do it today, tomorrow, you got to stop by and get something to throw on the grill.
Yeah, brother. Chorizo, linguica, yeah. All kinds of stuff you can throw on the grill. I got everything.
And of course, you also have things that you make fresh there every day, too, if people don't want to cook at all.
Oh, today's Friday fish day, brother. Today is nice fish fillets. I got mackerels, smelts. Got it all, my man. I got the chicharron tuajums. That's nice stuff. It's like bacon. Pork bacon, nice. Some nice bits. I got shrimp Mozambique. I got empanadas. I got quesadillas, banana bread. I got French meat pie. I got rice pudding. I got everything.
Wow. You really do a lot over there. It's amazing how many different options that you have.
My poor mother.
Well, hey, listen, the important thing is you keep the people happy. That's what's so great about the butcher shop. You always give people what they want over there.
We try, man. We do the best we can. What are you going to do?
Absolutely. Well, we'll let you get back to it. Thank you, sir. What are you going to have this weekend before I let you go?
All right, brother. Dude, I don't know. I'm going to have some nice corn on the cob, bro, and probably a nice ribeye.
There you go. Sounds like the perfect summer meal to me.
And nice beer.
Well, of course. You got to have that for sure. All right. You have a good week. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll talk to you later.
All All right, that is Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Stop by and say, I heard you on the radio, and I got to try some of that nice, fresh, delicious rabbit or whatever else you want to get at the Butcher Shop. All right, let me take another break here so that I can make sure that I stay on point, and then we can take more of your calls, 508-996-0500. It is Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. And in honor of the passing of Hulk Hogan, our Fun Friday question is, who is the greatest wrestler of all time? We'll check and see some of the app chat messages and Facebook comments that have come in on that. Plus, we can take more calls on this New Bedford police officer situation. The police changing the website to say now that it can be a U.S. citizen or a legal permanent resident, which is essentially a green card holder. So we can talk more about that, too. And I'm sure that'll be a major topic of discussion with Chris and Barry and Brian later on today as well. Let me get this break in. We will be right back.
Turn from black into bright white. He said that it was from when the cars had smashed his soul.
And welcome back in, 508-996-0500. It is Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. Stop by and see them on Tarkin Hill Road and get yourself some lunch, two hot dogs, chips, and a soda for just $5, or get one of their specialty dogs like mac and cheese topped hot dogs, baked bean topped hot dogs, some of their Coney sauce, chili, everything else you can imagine on a hot dog. They've got it all there, including, yes, celery salt. They got that just because all of you talked about it so much, and now they have it. But also, another great sponsor of the program is Stevie's Wine and Spirits. They sponsor all of our ticket giveaways. We have our final pair of Lincoln Park tickets to give away today. You can enter at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But they also have some great things happening over there, including the return of what has become a favorite around this area, Little Roadie Pizza Strip. So it's a liqueur that tastes just like those pizza strips that you get in Rhode Island. So stop on by and get some of that. And it's super cheap, too. I think it's like $12, $13, $14 a bottle. And when you have that at your weekend cookout or whatever party you're going to and you bring that out, everybody's amazed by it. And then also, they've got some Plymouth Bay wines over there, including they've added Strawberry Bay to the lineup, a perfect refreshing drink on a summer day. So stop by Stevie's Wine and Spirits and see all the great things that they have over there, including anything that has a purple dot where you can try before you buy. And make sure you get on their mailing list so you can find out about all of their great upcoming tasting events and maybe even join the Rackhouse Club or the Craft Beer Club or both. It's all depending on what you like. Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. All right, 508-996-0500. We've also got some app chat messages coming in, some comments on the Facebook page regarding our Fun Friday question. Who is the greatest pro wrestler of all time? Jesse the Champ Ellis says, Ric Flair. Bobby says, I don't like it much, but HBK is the answer. The Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels. Also got a vote on Shawn Michaels from Paul. Paul says, Shawn Michaels is the greatest wrestler of all time. Dave says, a friend of mine went to Madison Square Garden way back when Bruno Sammartino was wrestling. He went to the men's room when he yelled some disparaging words at Bruno. He said he was then surrounded by Bruno fans who were ready to kill him. Lucky to escape unscathed. The fans loved Bruno. Yes, they absolutely did. I never got a chance to meet Bruno, but one of his common foes, Killer Kowalski, used to come and do the Kowalski Cup in Fall River, and I got a chance to meet him. Great guy. But don't call him Killer. Call me Walter. He did not want to be called Killer. He did not like that name. And the man, people don't know this about Killer Kowalski, he was a great poet. And in fact, in the the New England Sports Museum, which is located inside TD Garden, they actually have a poem hanging up as part of the exhibit that was written by Walter Kowalski. So just a great wrestling history here in the area. We have the story shared on the Fun 107 page about the time that Hulk Hogan was fired from his original run in the WWF by Vince McMahon Sr. So it's Vincent J. McMahon was the father, and the Vince McMahon that most recently owned it was Vincent K. McMahon. So they're not exactly junior and senior. Actually, I think the father was actually, no, I don't think he was a junior, because I think his father was Jess McMahon. But anyway, so anyway, the bottom line is he was fired by the Vince Uno's dad in Fall River because he had gone to make Rocky III. So we definitely have a deep wrestling history here in the area. All right, I got one more break I got to get in before we run out of time. Let me do that. We will be right back. And as I say goodbye, I just want to let you know that the 195 eastbound in Wareham is closed.